It's Talk Talk on Nova 103.5. Talk is what we do, and I get to talk once again to the owners of my new favorite Overlander. I've got Robin and Yolandi in the studio with me again. Of course, my new favorite Overlander parked right outside. Betsy is there. I don't think I used the photograph last time. I'll use it this time. I convinced them to let me hop up right on top and get a photo with Betsy. Morning, Robin.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for having us.
Well, welcome back. Lots has happened since we last chatted. You got out of the country, went to Botswana, back in the country now.
Yes, I'm very happy to be back. We had to go for visa purposes. Mm-hmm. We ran out of time and had to apply for work visas, but luckily we got them. Immigration's helped us out eventually. It was a bit of a frustrating wait, but, you know, everything happens for a reason, so we're just very happy to be back, and we've got the 90 days to make full use of in Namibia, and we're going to see if we can sign up at least 400 more people.
Nice, okay. Also, you are now official high-tech South Africa brand ambassadors.
Yes. Thank you for saying, for mentioning. We're very proud. It's our favorite adventure brand, so we're so happy about that. They selected us about 2 weeks ago, and we're just waiting for their gear to arrive, and yeah, very excited about that.
You're going to get some nice warm things in time for the cold snaps.
Yes,
although, it sounds like you've got your timing quite right. Are you going to be in Windhoek now for...
Okay, so it's only going to be 7 days, so it's a quick stop in Windhoek. Uh-huh. But our next recruitment opportunities, the first one, very exciting. The team from the hot air balloons down at Sestrium, uh-huh. So that's NAMIB Sky Balloon Safaris.
Yeah, yeah.
They gave us an opportunity to come and recruit or give an educational to 40 staff members, so that's amazing.
Sure.
So a bit of an adventure. And then next up, we should be arriving, depending on what happens on the road, in Walvis Bay, 8th of July. We'll stick around in Walvis Bay for about a week, and then another 2 weeks in Swakopmund. And then the next recruitment after that will only be in Grootfontein. So three big places that we can hopefully get the numbers up here.
Yeah, and like you say, you've got 90 days to do it, in 90 days to spend in the country. When you're done here, is it then back to Bots or up to Angola?
It's going to be back to Botswana. Angola needs a bit of prep work.
Uh-huh.
There's translators and all of that involved. So we're going to do Botswana first, and we'll leave Angola for the last set of country.
Okay.
But yeah, Botswana is going to be awesome. We've already got some contacts in Botswana, but yeah, the more the merrier.
Mm. Yeah. At least Betsy can handle Angola's roads.
Yes, no, definitely. Definitely. No, she's well prepped, and we've tested her on every terrain except thick sand, surprisingly. Maybe we'll get some of that now in Namibia.
Yeah, you can try that down in the south when you go for your hot air ballooning.
Definitely, yeah. So, but she's ready and we're ready. So excited about the rest of the journey, especially for the Namibian side of things.
Mm. So just obviously on Facebook, you're there as Numinous Expeditions. How else can people get in touch if they want to follow and they want to find out, especially for the people in Walvis, in Swakop and in Grootfontein, that they can get prepped and know when you're going to be arriving, where you're going to be?
So the Facebook really is the most updated social media channel that we do have. But for people to find it, usually people can't spell Numinous Expeditions. So it's easy to find it if you type in matches on the map.
Yes,
in Google or anywhere else, you should be able to locate.
So just mentioning that matches on the map, in case anyone missed the last time we chatted and is sort of hearing about this conversation now for the first time, just give us a quick run through again. What is the entire matches on the map? What is your goal? What is the entire story about?
All right, so it's the world's first intercontinental stem cell donor recruitment drive and awareness drive. So we go from one town to the next, and we look for opportunities where we can give educational talks to people that would be interested in signing up as potential stem cell donors for blood cancer patients around the world. It's an international database, but we work in partnership with the South African Bone Marrow Registry. Unfortunately, most of the African countries don't actually have registries, and ethnic diversity plays a very big role in finding matches for patients. So a Caucasian person would have a 1 to 100,000 chance of finding a match, whereas any other race throughout the world starts at 1 to 400,000. It's a scary number.
Yeah.
So we need to go to all of these countries and see where we can find young, healthy individuals to sign up to the database and then possibly become a match for a blood cancer patient in their own countries or anywhere else in the world for that matter. So yeah, that's what it's about.
What are the requirements for someone to sign up?
Between the ages of 16 and 45 is the first one. Then you've got to be in general good health. And we look for groups that are literate, so they can fill out the application forms, and that have reliable contact details. Yeah. So usually when we take business groups or admin groups or something like that, sporting clubs, that's a perfect group, or university students. So that's the focus point of them. But as long as you are willing to save a life, the whole process is free of charge. It's non-invasive, and it can be kind of, you can sum it up as basically like a platelet donation. It's not a platelet donation, but it works in the same basic process. So you take blood from the one arm, you put it through a stem cell filtration machine that takes out the extra stem cells in your blood. You put the blood back into the other arm, then the stem cells go up to the patient, and that saves the life. But the first step is actually getting onto that database so that you can be matched up. It's not a guarantee that you'll ever be matched up, but yeah, the first thing is filling out an application form, doing two swabs in your mouth. We put that all together, send it off to the SABMR in South Africa. They are also in partnership with the Cancer Association of Namibia, and hopefully we can get some people on the database and find some matches.
Well, I definitely hope that you do get some more. And if you missed out on the first time that Robin and Yolani were in the country and you still want to sign up, and especially if you are at the coast, if you've office, if you're in Swakop or if you're in Grootfontein, watch out for it. Go to Numinous Expeditions. Otherwise, go to our Facebook page. We'll link you to their Facebook page, and we'll get everyone involved. We'll get as many people onto that database as we can. Thanks so much for having come in again.
Thank you for having us, man. Really appreciate it.